When Saudi women won the right to drive, it was the first time many of them actually got behind the wheel of a car. Chalk the excitement up largely to the activists who fought to get rid of the driving ban. But shortly before it was lifted, those same activists were arrested. Lujin Al-Hathloul is one of them. Today she faced trial in Saudi Arabia. Alma Hassoun is with the BBC's Arabic service. What is the latest on Hathloul's trial, Alma? Like, what is she actually being charged with?
The last thing, and maybe the only confirmed news about the trial, which has so far seemed to be ambiguous, was that it started and ended before midday, and her brother did confirm this. Unfortunately, as we understood, the media, diplomats were not allowed to enter. So there are no reports yet. We don't know what did happen. And her brother did say yesterday on Twitter that there were no official or like public list of charges against his sister.
So the brother of Lujin Al-Hathloul, that's Walid, the one who lives in Canada, is that right?
Correct. And by the way, Lujain, she's a very prominent activist. However, the rest of women are also very prominent. However, what I understood from a conversation with a legal expert, I mean, he's a Saudi opposition, is that the families of the rest of the detainees are scared. They cannot speak because most of them are inside the kingdom. He said that Lujain's sister and brother, who are living abroad, have been playing a very important role in her advocacy. That's why we see Lujain more.
Alma, help us understand this paradox. On one hand, Saudi Arabia lifts the driving ban on women. On the other, it arrests activists like Hathloul, who championed the driving ban and made it happen. Can you explain that?
So the Saudi authorities did detain many women and, of course, a number of male supporters around 1 month before the ban was lifted. The authorities were trying to claim the whole achievement, the whole victory, and they were trying to undermine the role of the activist despite of the long struggle. And also state media was trying to frame them as traitors, and they were saying that the activists were undermining the state security.
And why do you think the Saudi monarchy would do this? Because, I mean, isn't it good publicity to show that they are making changes, that women now have the right to drive?
Marco, as many NGOs say, they want to silence opposition, to silence different voices. Otherwise, you know, inside the kingdom, more and more people, including women, will be demanding more rights. Now, what many Saudi women want is not only driving. They were saying that there are many issues like domestic violence. There are other issues. It's about the day to day. So, of course, it was symbolic, the lift of the driving ban. However, they said that there are more deep rooted social issues in the society. And again, domestic violence is only one of them.
That's Alma Hassoun of the BBC's Arabic service telling us about the trial of a Saudi activist who fought to get the women's driving ban lifted in Saudi Arabia.